butter too long and it didn't taste dry. What would you say about that?
I'd say it had ratcheted.
Okay. And that thick sour milk that you have.
The what?
Thick sour milk, you call that?
Clamor.
Do you make anything from that?
No, we always fed it to the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little bread in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what's good. Have it in a bowl,
mm-hmm,
and let that milk clabber.
Mm-hmm.
Come in from school about 3 or 4 o'clock. And when it's real cold,
mm-hmm,
dip you out some of that clabber and put it in a plate. Reach up there and get a quart bottle of syrup. Put you a little syrup in it. Reach over there and get you a biscuit. Reach over there and get you a piece of ham out of that old safe like Mama used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And eat a piece of that ham and take you a bite of that clabber and eat you with that syrup mixed in it.
Mm-hmm.
And take you a bite of that meat. You ever tried that?
Mm-hmm.
Been a long time since I tried it. But that clabber is good if it's in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
And it's as good a chicken feed as you can feed.
Mm-hmm.
Just put a little bread in it.
Have you ever heard of people making a cut of cheese from it?
Yeah, but we never did. We always fed it to a few big chickens. See, we had a lot of white leghorns.
Mm-hmm.
We always had a few Rhode Island Reds and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd feed that to the Rhode Island Reds and the setting hens.
What kind of cheese, what did they call the kind of cheese that was made from?
I don't know.
You never?
No, I never did fool with it. I used to help them churn butter. We used to have one of these churns that had the screw top on it, on about a gallon or a gallon and a half, and the wooden pegs down in it. And you'd sit there and turn that thing like you was making a churn of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it'd butter in 10 or 15 minutes, and sometimes it'd take you 45 minutes to make that thing butter. It's according to how bad you wanted to go swimming or go at the creek or go down. That's how long much it'd always take longer if you had somewhere to go.
Yeah. What's the first thing you do after milking? You have to.
I take the milk straight to the kitchen.
But to get the impurity out of it, you have to.
Mama'd strain the milk. She'd strain it, put it in pitchers, and set it right in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Now before I milked the cow, I always washed the bag and dried the bag. There wasn't nothing in the milk that I milked but milk.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you something else. I wouldn't go to many places and drink milk. I drank my milk when I got back to the house.
Most people weren't as clean, you don't think?
Well, I wanted to know where I was getting my milk from. And I believe it was just as clean as the milk that I buy now.
Something that you might make a sort of a fruit pie,
except
it has several layers of fruit and pastry in it. What might that be?
Well, it could be a pineapple.
Well, it's not a sort of a fruit pie sort of thing.
I don't know. When you kick me in the kitchen, I get lost, if you'll notice.
Well, a sort of a fruit pie made in a deep dish that's, maybe you'd make them, put a layer of dough down, and then some apples and some more dough on top of that.
Apple tart.
Okay. What about have you ever heard of an apple dowdy or deep dish apple pie or apple cobbler?
Oh yeah, I've eaten all them.
What are they now?
The apple cobbler?
Mm-hmm.
That comes in a bowl. That's fixed in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they put in it, but it's pretty good eating.
Mm-hmm.